This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today's reflection is by my co-host David Moore, who considers the daily courage to face the unknown that haunts us every day.
We all know the unknown. It both brackets and weaves through our lives. I grew up with four mothers and four fathers, an abundance of loving and sometimes wise, sometimes unwise parents. A few of them were founders in the 1940s of Pacifica Foundation and of the very idea of listener-sponsored community radio. Folks here at Montana Public Radio have called me the love child of Pacifica. I accept that. I was conceived along the Russian River in Northern California, or maybe in Berkeley, or San Francisco. How many stories do we lose track of? Point is, some things may never be known, like just what's around the corner, or even the most important things, birth, death. The latter is, of course, the ultimate unknown. When, where, why? We live in daily shadow of the most intimate and ultimate questions. Stories and memories keep us going, relaxing us into the unknown, the danger. I remember driving the river road toward Duncan's Mills in the hills of the Coast Range, north of the Bay Area. My older brother would shriek and call it the Wee Road for all its curves and plummets rising and falling. I remember standing on the back bench seat as a very small child, while the grown-ups drove and smoked and talked in the front. This was the 50s. The curl of cigarette smoke still looks and smells like comfort to me. One of those former smokers, my dad, Richard Moore, is now 95 years old. Though nearly blind, he's still writing and publishing poetry after a career of documentary filmmaking. As one of the oldest surviving members of the San Francisco Renaissance, he was part of the historic circle of writers and artists gathered around Kenneth Rexroth in San Francisco in the 40s. Now he's recognized as a literary treasure. His next book of poems is due out this spring. All of us kids are proud of him, as these days we call in from around the world to help him write down his poems on pages he can no longer see. His work, Grief Octaves, published in Writing the Silences, is an elegy for one of my mothers, Ruth. The poem is an example of his unwavering gaze on the face of death. He peoples that unknown with words, knowing there are no words there. We will read two of his grief octaves.
Waterfall, Russian Gulch State Park. Recently, I've been receiving lessons in death. How a shallow stream swallows light and spits it out in jagged splinters, image-broken mirrors. This is one of the ways life works, indirect choices that lead unerringly to determined ends. The trail is slipperiest near the waterfall, but every step leads this way only. Take care. Once you're here, there's no place else to be.
Ashes, ashes. It is a morning for making up to things, a universe from galaxies of crumbs from which the bread was cut, English toffee left on its plain paper, burrs that the dog brought in, bark from the wood brought in to the place where the fire takes place, to the flammable commonplace.
Two poems by Richard O. Moore.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana.
Listen again and subscribe to our podcast at reflectionswest.org.